learning about it. I also enjoy teaching it. I've dedicated more than 30 years of my life to helping others learn what I know about leading. In fact, I spend about 80 days every year teaching leadership. In the last several years, I've taught it on 6 continents. The subject is inexhaustible. Why? Because everything rises and falls on leadership. If you want to make a positive impact on the world, learning to lead better will help you do it. In all the years that I've taught leadership, there has been one lecture that I have been asked to give more often than any other, from West Point to Microsoft headquarters and in countries all around the world. Why is it so popular? That lecture explains how successful people lead and provides a game plan for learning how to become a leader. It's titled, The 5 Levels of Leadership, and it has been used to train leaders in companies of every size and configuration, from small businesses to Fortune 100 companies. It has been used to help nonprofit organizations understand how to lead volunteers, and taught in more than 120 countries around the world. The concept is tested and proven. It also instructs people in the use of several tried and true techniques that will help them become successful at leadership. Looking at leadership as a series of levels that can be gained through targeted actions has many benefits. Here are just a few. It creates a clear picture of leadership. For those who are not naturally gifted at it, leadership can be a mystery. For them, leading people is like walking down a dark corridor. They have a sense of where they want to go, but they can't see ahead, and they don't know where the problems and pitfalls are going to lie. For many people in the academic world, leadership is a theoretical exercise, an equation whose variables are worthy of research, study, and rigorous debate. In contrast, the 5 levels of leadership is visually straightforward, so anyone can learn it. It defines leading as a verb, not a noun. Leadership is a process, not a position. There was a time when people used the terms leadership and management interchangeably. I think most people now recognize that there is a significant difference between the two. Management is at its best when things stay the same. Leadership deals with people and their dynamics, which are continually changing. The challenge of leadership is to create change and facilitate growth. Those conditions require movement, which, as you will soon see, is inherent in moving up from one level of leadership to the next. It breaks down leading into understandable steps. The subject of leadership can be overwhelming and confusing. Where does leadership start? What should we do first? What processes should we use? How can we gain influence with others? How can we develop a productive team? How do we help followers become leaders in their own right? The 5 levels of leadership gives answers to these questions using understandable steps. It provides a clear game plan for leadership development. Too often, when people think of their journey into leadership, they envision a career path. What they should be thinking about is their own leadership development. Good leadership isn't about advancing yourself. It's about advancing your team. The 5 levels of leadership provides clear steps for leadership growth. Lead people well and help members of your team to become effective leaders, and a successful career path is almost guaranteed. It aligns leadership practices, principles, and values. When I developed the 5 levels, I conceived of each level as a practice that could be used to lead more effectively. As time went by and I used and taught the levels, I realized they were actually principles. Here's the difference. A practice is an action that may work in one situation, but not necessarily in another. A principle is an external truth that is as reliable as a physical law. For example, when Solomon said, "A gentle answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger," he stated a principle that is universal and timeless. Principles are important.